There we go. Eli Ruzdar, welcome, welcome to the Awakening Together Sanctuary. It's so wonderful to have you here with us today, and I am so excited to hear what you have to say to us, because I think that you have much to say to people who are truly, truly seeking. And so this is what I'm hoping to hear from you today, some good advice, maybe some direction, and just help. So I'm going to actually mute my mic so that we just hear you, and let us hear what Eli has to say. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, sweet Lynn. It's always my pleasure to get to see you and interact with you. Last time we spoke, I shared with you my message very briefly. So this time, I'd like to express it and elaborate it if I can. And I'm sure that this message is going to hit home for those people who are truly authentic to themselves. So I hope it works out. And in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is that if you look at the history of humanity, all these beings that have been born and died so far, as of today, over 90% of them, over and beyond 90% of them, did not wake up to themselves, to who they are. It didn't happen. Till this moment, we're talking about. I'm not sure what's going to happen the next moment. But till this moment, we know that over 90% easily, they just came in and did some sort of experience here and there, and they just dropped the body, simply. And based on my own observation these past few years, people who contacted me, I noticed that over 90% of people who are contacting me are in a category of, I would call them seekers, but these are the seekers of just good feelings, seekers of happiness. They're seekers of just experience this life. So I would put them in this one category, let's say, just one group of people are just seeking, but they're seeking for the happiness that they want in this play, in this dream. Because this is a dream. This is not real ultimate reality. So let's put them in this category. And then there is this very short number of the people, I would say less than a 1%. They are seeking for the truth. They are seeking for themselves. And this group are either they are from very beginning in life, they know that they're not here for sure to just go and experience life just like that. They're not like that. It's not significant for them to make any specific experience or feelings or emotions. So they know from the beginning, either from age 14, 15, they just go to the monasteries, and they go to Himalayas, and they sit down and just renounce the world and just go back to the reality of themselves and try to find what is the truth. So this group, among these group, I would definitely say if they are really authentic, again, if they are truly authentic, they would wake up without any doubt. But from the group that the first category that we just talked about, that 90%, there are a small percent of those people that when they went for these experience of life, they're seeking for happiness in what this life can offer. So for example, they go after pleasures that this life can offer, or relationships. So they look for some meaningful relationships per se, or they are looking for power, security, money, you name it, fame, name. These are all good. I mean, temporary, that gives temporary happiness and pleasures. And there is this small percent of those people that when they go and they experience all that, all of a sudden they recognize that somehow this is not really for them. And they are looking for something else. And when they go deep down, they will realize that they are looking for the truth. They are looking for themselves. So, and then they turn around and they come to this path of self-knowledge and self-seeking. So among this group, again, if their desire is absolutely positively authentic, I could guarantee that they will wake up without any doubt. But the important thing is that this desire for the truth has to be authentic. When I say authentic, means it should be only for the purpose of the truth. That's all. Don't use this as a sanctuary to run away from the problems of this dream. This is not that. This path is not for that. Because there are so many people contact me sometimes. I said, so what it is that you want? What do you really want? They say, well, I just want happiness. I want peace. I want to be free. I want to be free from all these problems of this world. I just want to be able to manage what this world is giving me. So if that is their purpose, you can go ahead and use a lot of techniques in life, a lot of different techniques such as yogas and meditations, and you can go walk in the nature and so many other things that it would help you to just be able to manage this dream. So you don't need to be in this path to feel better or to manage life. Because this path, for the people who are experience seekers, is very difficult. If you are meant to be here so that you would ignore your true nature and go ahead in this life and experience different things in life, then if you want to go and seek for yourself, seek for this truth that is here, it would be extremely difficult. So that is really the ultimate, in a nutshell.
Very real. Something so real came to me that I have to share with people, especially the people who are in this path, have been in this path for so many years. And that is very straightforward. See, I don't know maybe I can give you one example, and then from that example we can understand what I'm trying to tell you. See, every day I get emails that the people are seekers, they're looking for this and that and the truth, they want to be happy, they want to be free, they want to be, you know, all of the above. And they're looking for joy and happiness and peace and all of that. And at the beginning, I was spending a lot of time with the people. A lot of time. I mean, it was too much and draining, really. It was because they were not the type of the people that I was interacting. I was assuming just because somebody had been meditating for over 30 years, and for so many hours a day, that necessarily qualifies that person to get to know, to recognize what is the truth. See, that was my assumption. And then I give you one simple example. I brought two people at the same time to a retreat here at my home. One person was a guy from India,
His name is so funny. His name was Ramana. Mm. He used to live, he's living right now near one of these major places that are tons of ashrams around him. He said that. He mentioned the name of the town. I forgot. He, in one of these places that he used to go, they were showing one of my videos, my interviews with Rick. And then he got crazy. He contacted me. He said, I am in the middle of all of this in India. I want to come and see you because I know you can help me. So I said, well, I have to, what, I can't just come from India. You're in the center of all those ashrams and all that. How come you want to come to the U.S.? He said, well, I just, something in my heart is telling me you are the one who can help me. Okay? I have been in this path for so many years, and I have seen so many gurus. Something did not click here. Just help me out. And I know what I want. I am looking for the truth. Just help me to realize what is the truth about who I am. Okay, so that was his message. I said, okay. And then he has a son in California. So he flew to California, and then they drove to here in to New York together. Then there was another lady from California. She was over 60 years old also. Been in this path for over 30 years. Done all variety of meditations. You just name it. Okay? She contacted me. She says, me and my husband, we are both in this path. Blah, 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 blah. And yes, I am interested. I want to be free. I want to be this and that. And I thought, you know what? After 30 years, she has to be qualified. She has to be able to see what I'm pointing to. So, I'm assuming that she's able to see what I'm seeing, I invited both of them. So, it was a two-day retreat. I worked with both of them the first day. Okay, same exact interaction, same exact meditation, but in the separate sessions, not together, individually, one-to-one. The guy, Ramana, woke up. Just like that. Her, she saw it's something she recognized, okay? She came out, he finished the meditation. That evening, she was looking at him and interacting. She even mentioned, she says, oh my God, Ellie, his face changed. I see something happened. I mean, definitely I see it in him. She saw it in him. She didn't see it in herself. Okay? Mm-hmm. The next day, I always see them the next day to make sure that this really, they're settled totally. They know what is the truth. It's final. The guy, Ramana, the next day, I didn't have to say one word to him. He just knew totally, gone. Totally awake. Totally. And then he came with his son. All of a sudden, he lay down on the ground. He was just, that's part of their culture. He said that somebody who is my guru, with that, this is what we do. And he started to just show his respect. With the lady, she bounced back completely to deep coma again. Which was, she came with the same exact state of mind. So, that brought a big question to me. I mean, I am the same person, did the same exact thing. I mean, no difference whatsoever. And then I spent more time with her the next day, and more time with them the following day, even.
Nope.
It was, I have no control on that. There's no, I mean, see, what I do is I just point out to the truth. If that readiness, that maturity is in you, you will see it. Absolutely, Lucy. You wake up. But if you are not ready for, now I know why. Now I know that. What is that maturity is all about? Because majority of the people are into having, and they're thinking about awakening as an event which has to have a specific experience, and they have to be in this specific state of mind, and therefore, this is what, that is in their mind, that is what they're thinking. And because of that, that itself, it creates a barrier, a kind of a barrier, so that you, it prevents you to be able to see what is the truth right here, right now. This guy was not like that. He said to me, he said, just help me to see the truth. He was a truth seeker. He was not an experience seeker. See, that's the thing.
I see that.
So, if you are a truth seeker, you want to, if I interact with you and you see what I'm talking about, what I'm pointing to, I help you to see, help you. I don't tell you who you are. You see it for yourself and you recognize it, and then there will be a shift of your identity. It happens within a snap, within like a split of a second. And that's it. You know it. It's a knowing. This is a knowing. But but if you think about it as a this particular experience that you should have, although I explained to a lot of, in my interviews, I mentioned about my experiences. I said I have very, very strong, different kind of experience deep into my, then I went deep inside. But I mention also that experience is not it. Because that experience, if you can extract your identity from that experience, then you are awake. But if you don't extract yourself from that experience is just like something, it happened and it comes and goes. It doesn't do anything. So, same thing with the people who have meditation, who have meditating for 30 years. If you are a very good meditator, you can go and sit down an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, just calm your mind and be so comfortable with this space of emptiness. Then you should be able to see in the depth of that emptiness what is true. Something truth in there. Okay? They haven't seen that. They keep going there, quiet, joyful, enjoying, fun, and then they come up. And nothing happens. Nothing happens. Then I said nothing happened means you didn't recognize the ultimate truth. In the midst of all that, you're missing it over and over and over again. The reason is you're not looking for the ultimate. You are looking for experience. If you're an experience seeker, you're going to get the experience. See? You're going to get the experience that you're looking for. You get what you're looking for. That's the end of that.
Wow. Yes.
That is my message. I even mentioned it to Rick. I said, please, when you're talking to people or interacting with them, let them know if you are in the category of experience seekers, which is 99.9% of the people. 99.9% people are, to me, the way I look at it, they're in two categories when they're born. One category, which is 99.9%, they are here to experience. Experience life, experience relationship, experience joy, pleasure, power, security, this and that. And then when they get into the spirituality, in that also, they're seeking for experience. They want, so what my message for the people is that you really have to deeply go in within and see what it is that you want. What do you want? Do you want just to feel good? or to be free or be peaceful and to be happy, that you can get from, you can do so many different techniques and methods to have that, to be able to manage life. But if your desire is anything other than that, it's just to know what is the truth and who am I. That's, this question of who am I has to be very, very authentic. Who am I and what is my relationship to this truth? Is this two different things or is it only one thing? Am I apart from this truth or am I one with this truth? This is all there is, and this is all I want. Regardless of what kind of feelings or emotions and sensations this is going to bring for me. Regardless of that, because you go beyond feelings, or good feelings, let's say. You go beyond having a specific state of mind, for example. Some people think that if I have this peace in mind, that means the mind, if the mind gets silent, then I would be happy. So then that is the ultimate. I mean, that is the mistake. Because just having a quiet mind, a lot of people can have that. Actually, I have to give you an example. There is a gentleman called me almost maybe a year and a half ago. He was calling from Canada. He was a doctor practicing there. And he said that he was also a teacher in a monastery, teaching people how to meditate, to quiet the mind. He has been doing this for over 30 years. He knows how to manage his mind. He knows how to do a complete meditation so that the mind completely stills. But he didn't know still who he was. He just called here to find out, so that I can help him. So we did this deep meditation together. He was so ready. This man was so ready. So when, after this interaction and meditation, all of a sudden he just recognized what is the truth and who am I? And that's it. That was the end of that. So it happened like in a split second, just like that. If you are ready for that, it is going to happen. But that doesn't necessarily mean that in order for you to recognize what is the truth, you have to be into this path for over 30 years. You have to be a monk in a monastery for 30 years. If your desire is authentic, I have some good news for you. It should not take 30 years. It takes no time, actually. That's the good news. But if it's not meant to be for you, if you are not a truth seeker, if you happen to be here for having experiences in life, if you're an experience seeker, even though you are exposed to the best guru in the world and listen to all that beautiful messages that they are pointing to, the chances are you are not going to wake up because you're not supposed to. It's not meant to be for you. And that is also okay. There is no such thing that one is better than the other. That's not true. Because the truth is this existence is right here and right now. And that is for everyone. This aware existence that is here, it belongs to everyone because it's only one. So even if you don't wake up to yourself as this existence, the least you can do is just try to be aware. Just be aware. Be aware of your environment. Be aware of yourself. Be aware of what's going on in this mind. Be aware of the feelings that arises, knowing what is going on and feel these emotions that it arises, knowing that you are not that. Because these emotions and sensations and thoughts and feelings, they're all coming and going, coming and going, coming and going. So it can't be you. So just to be aware, it will help you to manage this experience that you're having in life without necessarily waking up to who you are. Because try to understand, if it's meant to be for you to wake up, when a guru points out to the truth as you're listening, that's enough. It doesn't need 100 different versions of the same truth. It doesn't really need that. I see some of these clips people send me that this guru is talking and he's pointing out to the truth and going on and on and on. And these people, they're like, just like that, close the eyes and they're listening and listening and listening. And there's nothing happening. Nothing is happening to them. You see, if this person is supposed to wake up, it will wake up with this, what he's pointing out to. Because he's pointing out to the truth constantly. So if you're not waking up, that's not meant to be for you. And it doesn't matter how many gurus you go and pay donations. Some of these gurus, I don't know how much they're familiar with this. I'm sure they are. Because if a guru says that everyone is entitled to this, this is your birthright. Yes, it is. That is true. But if it's meant to be for you, if it's birthright for you, if you are the truth seeker, if you are experience seeker, no matter how much you sit down in front of this guru, it's not going to happen. Because this ignorance is not simple to just like a small thing to jump away and walk away and disappears. It's not like that. It's just like a programming. It's like a software installed in the body and the mind. And this software, uninstalling that is not as simple. It's not so easy. So if this is installed to that level, you need to accept that. And in order to be happy, just to seek for happiness and feeling good, don't pick this path. Because this path is difficult. This path is frustrating, actually. I see people crying in front of me. After 30 years, there was this gentleman I was talking to. He was in India. He contacted me. He said, I have been in this path for 30 years. Right now, I am in India doing selfless services in these ashrams. And all of my life, I dedicated to this. And I see there is awareness here. I feel it. But yet, when such and such guru says, I am that, I don't know what that means. Now, if you don't know that you are that after 30 years, so what do you know? What it is that you know after 30 years? The whole idea of this path is to really know who you are. And this I am, what does that, this I am that means? This I am that means I am that. That means this. That means the totality. So if you don't know that, then what it is that you know?
So I'm going to ask you a question, Ellie. So what if you don't know if you are here for the experience, or if you, what if you think that you're authentically seeking and you just don't know what it is you're looking for? So you're looking and looking all these different gurus and teachers, and you get these good feelings, and you have all this, oh my gosh, this waking up and enlightenment going on, but you never actually go over the tip to truly seeing. Is there, can you switch from being the experience seeker to being the self, the knowing seeker? Or are you just stuck with living 30 years in the ashram, or meditating for 8 hours a day, or chanting, or doing all the things that people do, the working so hard to try to achieve this thing, and having people, you know, telling you, what's right here, it's right here where you are, you could be it, you could see it, you could know it. How do you move from being that to being the awake one? And that's my grandson coming in here.
Okay. Teaching the truth, then she needs to really reflect upon that. This reflection, when I'm talking about reflection, means just quieting the mind and go within and see if that is true. You need to confirm that. Confirm it all the time. What is true here? Who am I? And what is my relationship? These three questions has to be in your mind and in your heart at all the time. And these are authentic. These are authentic questions. Anything other than this question is nonsense. I don't answer that. The question is, if somebody calls me here, I would say, what it is that you want? They have to be very straightforward. I mean, even I want to be free, it doesn't mean anything to me. What does that mean? What in the world does that mean? I want to be. Aren't you free now?
You're free now.
How could you not be free? You are free.
No, I'm free. I'm free.
You don't know it. You don't know it. You know it, you wouldn't say it. If you knew that you were free, you wouldn't say, I want to be free.
Yeah, no. And if you don't know, then you don't know. And that's the best thing. If you don't know, just say, I don't know.
I don't know.
That's me. I just realized that I don't know. I don't know nothing. And that's when you're saying, everything I'm asking, what is that? Why is that? What does it mean? Why am I here? What? I don't know. I used to think I knew everything. And now I know I don't. I don't know.
Actually, I don't know is a very good, hopeful, is a very hopeful thing. I don't know means let me know now. But if you say, I know already, then what do you want to know? There's nothing to know then. So then you got stuck with your knowing. But this path is not the path of knowing. This path is path of not knowing. Anyway, because ultimately when you see the truth, you don't know it, but you are it. See, that is the ultimate. You would realize there is a truth here. That I don't know what that is, but I am it. End of the story. End of the story. That does that. And then that duality in the head drops all of a sudden. It just vanishes. There is only this. There is only the truth. And there is nothing but the truth in here. That's it. End of the story. This me and my story and stuff, that disappears on its own. You don't have to do it. There is nothing to do. Immediately, the moment you see what is the reality, the unreal, the fiction, dissolves on its own. That's the end of that. But this needs to be, you have to be ready for that. That readiness has to be there. If you are not ready, if you still have some leftover jobs, you know, in this world to do as a person, then go ahead and do it. You want to help other people to learn meditation, go ahead, teach them. But finish it up so that you don't have any leftover things. Then recognize what is the truth in here. And when you know that, you will realize that you don't need to help other people. It's not needed. Because this is not for everyone anyway. See, people who, if you completely awake and know the truth, you know that majority of the people, over 90% of the people, are not qualified for this. And it's not meant to be qualified. This is not a mistake that somebody is ignorant. It's not a mistake. It's meant to be like that. Somebody's body is supposed to be just ignorant from day one to the last day of the life of this body. Ignorance. Just experience ignorance. What's wrong with that? There's nothing wrong with that.
No.
Because ultimately, nothing is happening to you anyway. Nothing happens to you. You will notice that. At the last breath, you will notice that. That nothing ever happened. So what? You experience misery, you experience this, you experience suffering, so what? You wanted to experience suffering. You want to know what does that feel to suffer? How does it feel? How does it feel to be jealous? You know? How does it feel? That's what you want to experience.
And if you say you don't want that feeling, that's wanting some other feeling too. So it's not wanting that feeling. It's just not, that's what I see. It's just, it's all the story I'm making up in my head. If I'm seeing a suffering going on? I know that. I'm the one who's suffering because I'm making it up. And I'm looking for things to excite my nervous system and cause upset and tears. And I'm really looking for that when I'm being upset with things. I'm not being upset because I can't help myself. I'm being upset because I really want to be upset.
Right.
And
exactly.
That's crazy. That's insane.
It is. So therefore, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you feel, how you not feel, is it good, is it bad, is it whatever that is. You experience it, and finally you drop the body, the body disappears. End of the story. Okay? So, there is nothing to gain, nothing to lose, nothing changed. Okay? That's it. Some experience in a body. That's all there is. Okay? But for someone who is really a truth seeker doesn't care about the feelings whatsoever. I mean, that's how I was. I could care less what kind of a feeling is here. I just wanted to know who I was. Because that was killing me.
Because you knew you didn't know who you were. That you knew that there was something behind that was there that you couldn't see or you didn't know. So you knew there was something more. That's
absolutely.
Because most people don't know they don't know. Most people just don't know they don't know. They think they know and they're living their life and they think that they're just being moved around by things. But if you know that there's something else there and you know that, then you're going to want to find it.
Yes.
Because even curiosity is not enough. It's got to be just desire to know what is the truth.
Exactly. That's what it is. Exactly. And passionately desire. I mean, this is so passionate I was. Passion has to be there. I don't know how to explain it. This passion should be over and beyond. It cannot be just moderate passion. It has to be like, I cannot breathe anymore. I'm suffocating. If I don't know this, I'm going to die. I'm going to suffocate. That's how it was for me.
Wow.
That's how it is. If you don't have it, then don't go for this path. This path requires that. Requires. It's like the very fundamental thing that is needed in this path. Level of passion. That level of desire. Has to be real. It has to be only for the truth. Not because I want to learn this so that I can become a famous woman and help all over the world and all of this and that. It's not about that. Helping other people, why should I help other people? Other people, if they're meant to be, to wake up, they will. And if they have to find me, they see me, they respond, they will. Believe me, you are really, really are seeking for a guru. The guru will be there for you when you are ready. Okay? But the guru is not, one of the fundamental things in the guru should be is that this guru should not have, you have to know who this guru is. If she or he is making life, making a living out of this, it doesn't mean that that person is not awake. It doesn't mean that. But you have to see their motivation also. I mean, I can see someone is awake. Now he or she is allocating all her time or his time for this, for people like that. So he has to make a living. He cannot just quit his job and start doing this. Okay, that I understand. But there are tons of people in the world right now that they are not awake, they are not aware, and they are making money out of this, and they're using other people. So that is what I have problems with. Then stay here. If you don't, then walk away from here. You don't need to be in this path necessarily in order to feel peace, in order to feel joy, in order to feel happiness. You can get them all from so many other sources. Just walking in the nature, to me, walking in the nature, going out, walking in the nature, it calms you down. It brings you it centers you to yourself. So why you have to even bother banging your head against the wall if you are not a truth seeker? If you're not a truth seeker.
I don't think people know they're not truth seekers.
Yeah, but I would let them know. See, Lynn, I told you, I'm talking to people all the time. And I'm catching myself repeating this over and over and over and over again to people about this particular sentence I just talked to you, right? I think this is going to help me at least save a lot of time and aggravation for me. Yep. to just say, look, before you talk to me, go and listen to that interview. I refer it to that interview that I have with you. Okay? If you think that you are the truth seeker, real truth seeker, then I want you to send me an email. Tell me why you are a truth seeker. Okay? Then I will read that. If I see the qualification, then I would spend some time with you. If you're not, then don't bother doing anything here. This is not a very easy path. This is a very, very difficult path. For someone who is not a truth seeker, please remember. I'm not saying this is a difficult path, you have to walk away anyway. No, I'm saying, if you are seeking for the truth only, nothing but the truth only, 100% you wake up. 100%. I can guarantee you, you wake up. Doubt free. You don't need a guru necessarily. You don't need any. I never followed anybody. But I had this passion. All I had was this passion. Nothing else. Okay? Nothing else. Nothing else. All I needed to know is just close. I knew I had to close my eyes. I don't know why, but I knew. It's like natural. Everything came to me naturally. I knew I had to close my eyes. I have to go deep in. End of that. If that is happening in you, then you are a truth seeker. But if you have any other motivation, it's not going to work. I had such bad news for those people. Bad news in one way, but then also freedom in another way. Because yes, you are not a truth seeker, but so what? So what? Go and move on with your life. Forget about the spirituality. That is my message. It is very radical. It's very profound. It's radical. But I know if the people listen with their heart, it's going to hit home. It's going to hit home. I know that. So that's why I like to have this interview. And please play it for the people, for your viewers, so that it opens up their mind a little bit. It opens up their eyes. They can see properly. Don't waste money and your time on a path that is not even for you. You see, this is what I want to share.
I see.
There are some gurus I know, they keep saying that this is everybody's right, this is your birthright. You have to know everybody's qualified. You should come and sit there, in this retreat or whatever, satsang for 5,000 people. That, to me, is absolute nonsense. Absolutely nonsense. You're wasting people's time. That is not true. That is not true whatsoever. I am saying this from the experience that I have, not just from what I think. It's not like that. If you are really fikr, one sentence should wake you up. One sentence, somebody said.
And people are not going to give up, though, because what they're going to see is, oh, it's a challenge. I'm special. I will be able to do this. And the worst thing for me, Ellie, is if I don't do this, I'm bad. So this idea of guilt that's in people's minds, that they have to achieve this thing because it's what
God... It's not an achievement, because this is not an achievement. This is not a... Because for the mind, for the ego, this is such a big disappointment, actually. If you are egoic, if your egoic mind wants this as an achievement, you're not going to wake up, ever. Because this is not an achievement.
Yeah.
This is just a waking up. It's like, just wake up and see the things exactly the way supposed they are. Not the way that these two eyes are seeing. See, this is a different seeing. This is totally different seeing. This is a real true seeing. True seeing is this. So, why an ego wants to just see like this? It doesn't mean anything for ego.
Because it sees that it won't be ego. How can it survive if it sees that?
Exactly. There is nothing, because ego will not survive to see it anyway. Right?
Right. So it doesn't matter.
End of that. So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter. So this is what I'm saying. So, you know, I'm going to mention that it may hit a few people. It may not. I don't care. I'm not attached to the result of this interview. But at least I can put this in my website and in my Facebook, and I say, just go and watch this interview. I just said it. I had this interview. Go and evaluate yourself. If you think you are qualified and you are really a truth seeker, that doesn't make you special. That doesn't make you better than anybody else. That's another stupid, you know, myth. That if somebody thinks that I am better than that you don't know. You don't know the truth. If I think here that I am better than you because I know this, that itself is an ego.
Yeah, that says you're not. You don't know.
That
don't
you know.
Can you know that? And what I think, Ellie, how can you know that and not just see that everywhere in everyone being all the same?
Yes.
I don't
know. And not to pretend that you are better than anybody else, or you know better than anybody else. Everybody else is having the same exact existences in everyone. It's not that in one is more and the other one is less. You don't have that kind of a thing. So how could I see myself even more wiser than you or better than you? I can solve your problem. Just give me your problem. I can solve it. No, it's not going to be like, I would never give advice. Do you know that? Not even to my children. I don't believe in that, giving advice. Because everyone is functioning according to their schedule, to this program.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like programmed. So no matter what you say, they just, everybody have that wisdom. Everybody has access to this wisdom. It's not that they don't have it and I have it and somebody else is more than this. It's not about that. But in general, what I'm saying is that I really have to say this. I really, really have to give this message out. And I'm so glad that you approached me. This is just a blessing. We should be doing this. We should bring it together and put it out and let the people find their direction. I hope that this gives the people some good direction. Don't waste your time. Time is precious. If your time is limited, you should be saving it in the right way. It's just like my mother. This is an X amount of golden coins, let's say. Each day is a golden coin. It's all solid gold coin. they give it to me. So this solid gold, where should I spend it? On a path that I'm not even qualified for it? Or in this life that is unfolding in front of me? And make the best out of it. And free from all this achieving and reaching and becoming and all of this samsara that I created now in my head, now in the path of spirituality, which is the same exact thing in the world. It's the same thing. To me, it's the same.
Yes.
People are in that samsara. The samsara of the spirituality, I could say it could be even more painful. So I'm going to try to help people to see that so that they can set themselves free. That is my message. How's that?
That's wonderful. And that is perfect, because it's people to see their own value.
Yes.
And if people can't see their own value, then they think their value is in their worth, their job, their money, their popularity, all these different things, and they're reaching, looking somewhere else for these things, but they're not there. Those things are not there. I'm the one who put that value there. I'm the one who made you valuable. I made you valuable to me because I saw you and I something in you drew me and I wanted to be with you. And so even from the very first beginning, and when I put you on my Skype, and every time you come on Skype and it comes up and it says, Ellie Brewstar, I'm so happy to see you, because I have a connection to you from the very beginning in my heart. So I'm so grateful.
Same here. So I don't want to keep you too long, so that then...
So thank you so much, Ellie Brewstar, for being with us today. I really love you and I appreciate you so much. And I am just so grateful for this opportunity to share with you. And I'm going to put this recording on, send you this recording, and I will put it on our website as well. Once again, Ellie Brewstar, thank you so much. God bless.